Hello, my dears. Welcome back to Main Character Energy with Josephine Moon. It's moi, Josephine. Now, I wasn't actually going to do an episode this week because I'm allowing myself to have like a summer holiday, but it's Britney Jean Spears and we have to show up when she needs us. And her court date happened today and we have a lot to discuss off the cuff. And I brought in our resident Britney Jean Spears expert to dive in with us. I think you'll remember him from the notorious Meghan and Harry interview. Welcome back, John Thomas Stanford.
Hello, Josephine. Thank you for having me again.
Welcome. You're a fan favorite, some would say.
Oh, thank you to those some.
I'll let them know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. How are you feeling about this before we dive in? Like, how are you feeling about this?
I am overwhelmed. I feel like it just keeps coming in, like all the news keeps coming in, and like trying to have like a full day of work today while also getting all these bombshell news. I was just,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I could not handle it. I literally had to like put my phone away or else I was not going to be productive at work because I was like, otherwise, like I'm just going to dive, I'm going to spiral, and it's just going to be a whole other thing, you know?
La la, I absolutely do.
How are you dealing with all this news? I mean,
honestly, I've been waiting to talk to you because I was like, I know you're going to have the inside scoop on what we need to know. So let's dive into this hoe because there's a lot to unpack. So you know what? I know you have the timeline before we get into like the court date with all the quotes and everything she said. That was just jaw-dropping, everyone, if you haven't heard. Get ready. I'm also going to say a trigger warning just for some people who might find some of these things like a little too much. Just be prepared. We're going to talk about some things that might be too much for some people. So there you go. So John Thomas, give us a little timeline of Britney Jean and her conservatorship.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So a little bit of like a timeline. So in 2007, that was her like notorious, like bad year. That's when she, was filing for divorce against Kevin Federline. That's when she shaved her head and she attacked the paparazzi with the umbrella. So like she was getting a lot of really bad press. And so it was really easy for the public to think that she was having mental health problems. And even then it was in 2007, that was so not talked about. Like mental health was not as talked about as it is now. And so people were just kind of were like, Britney's crazy. Like there was a lot of speculation on if she was fit to have her kids or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was actually hospitalized and underwent like a lot of medical health evaluations when the police finally came, because police were called. And so she had like a couple of back-to-back psychiatric holds. And then this is when her father, Jamie Spears, petitioned for an emergency. The villain of the story. I can't even get started on him, but yet, it's coming. So Jamie had petitioned for an emergency temporary conservatorship over Britney. And this was through like the LA courts. And this is why all this is happening in LA. So despite like where she lives, I think because it was initially like assigned through the LA courts, it has to be done. I'm not 100% sure on that, but that's why I think a lot of it's happening in LA. And so that was in January of 2008. So 2007 was her like bad publicity year. Yeah. And so, and then 8 months later, it was like October. And that's when a judge ruled that the conservatorship would be made permanent. And they thought it was, quote, necessary and appropriate for the complexity of financial and business entities and Britney being susceptible to undue influence. So her father was named the conservator, and an attorney, Andrew Wallet, was assigned to be co-conservator to help the estate to help her dad manage her estate and financial affairs. It's also important to note that, like, prior to this, Britney had been spending a lot of money. Like she had been like, and this wasn't really like wrong because she had the money to spend, but it was like, she was like, headlines were always like Britney's shopping, Britney's buying this, Britney's this. And like her spending was kind of like all over. And she was like this celebrity young girl who just couldn't stop shopping. Like that was like a big
ridiculous narrative. Though, because she had like millions upon millions at that time. Like it's not going anywhere by shopping. Like that's just insane. Every celebrity shops like nonstop. They buy cars, Rolexes 24/7. Like why is that insane?
It's insane. And honestly, I think it just sticks. It goes back to like the media's obsession with Britney. Mm-hmm. And like they wanted her to mess up. They wanted her because like her image like fluctuated with how the press was perceiving her, from like this innocent Southern girl to like now she's this like, now she's like the sex symbol. And it's like there's like all these different box, and people, I think the thing that people struggle with is that they didn't have a box to put her in, because she was this down-to-earth girl who was not high maintenance when all these other celebrities were like super high maintenance at the time, and she was super easy. And from then, from like nearly a decade, and then around like 2016, she spoke up to an investigator that she was sick of being taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And she felt like she was, quote, the one working and earning her money, and everyone around her is on her payroll. And that's interesting to note, because like her team constantly says that they work for her, yet whenever she tells them that she's upset or when she's mad, when she's sad, like they don't listen to her, but they're like, but they remind her all the time that they're working for her. Around January 2019, she had a residency from 2013 to 2017. So around 2019, she was going to go and do her residency again for another year. Yeah, do you remember that? Like, yeah. we watched her, like, live reveal, and she just came out on stage and just stood there and then left. Yeah, and part of me also kind of thinks it was a little bit of rebellion. Because I think, because they're like, okay, we're going to put you on stage. And she's probably like, come on, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, that was, like, such a big deal, like, a few years ago. Like, everyone was watching because she had something big to say. And then she shows up.
We watched it live.
Yeah. She shows up 3 hours later. And then she, like, stands there for a second. And then she walks straight to her car and doesn't even answer any questions. Like,
no. And that's so exactly. And she also, like, she's always really good with her fans. Like, is, like, pretty... like well known for being good with her fans. Like it was clear that people were putting her on stage and she was having enough.
Yeah.
And so in January 2019, she announced that she would take an indefinite work hiatus.
I wonder at like what year they started putting out stuff and speaking for her like fully. Like, does anyone, I don't know if you might know this, like when did her Instagram like start being like her just dancing around and being like it, like people starting to realize like this doesn't sound like her, this doesn't.
Yeah, it
happening.
So in April 2019, she was checked into a mental health facility, and the report said that she was struggling to deal with her father's mental illness. But I think in the court today, they announced that that was against her will. Then she started going on to like, then her Instagram videos started getting weirder. And I think that it was right around 2019. I think it was kind of after this announcement that she was going to take a work break in January 2019, that it started getting weird. I mean, that's like the general like gist of it. I mean, for the most part, other than like recent events, obviously, like, I mean, the documentary came out in February 2021, the Framing Britney Spears that a lot of people watched and kind of like got everyone interested in this. And so, yeah. And then today, June 23rd, 2021, she had her court date.
Okay. So let's get into it.
That's the end.
I found some shortened clips of the audio. So let's give that a listen and then dive in.
I will be honest with you, I haven't been back to court in a long time because I don't think I was heard on any level when I came to court the last time. I brought 4 sheets of paper in my hands and wrote in length what I had been through the last 4 months before I came there. I was on tour in 2018. I was forced to do. My management said if I don't do this tour, I will have to find an attorney, and by contract, my own management could sue me if I didn't follow through with the tour. He handed me a sheet of paper as I got off the stage in Vegas and said I had to sign it. It was very threatening and scary, and with the conservatorship, I couldn't even get my own attorney. So out of fear, I went ahead and I did the tour. When I came off that tour, a new show in Las Vegas was supposed to take place. I started rehearsing early, but it was hard because I'd been doing Vegas for 4 years and I needed a break in between. But no, I was told this is the timeline and this is how it's going to go. I rehearsed 4 to 4 days a week, half of the time in the studio and half of the other time in a Westlake studio. I was basically directing most of the show with my whereabouts where I preferred to rehearse and add choreography, meaning I taught my dancers my new choreography myself. I take everything I do very seriously. There's tons of video with me at rehearsals. I wasn't good. I was great. And he loved every minute of it. After I've lied and told the whole world I'm okay and I'm happy, it's a lie. I thought I said that enough. Maybe I might become happy because I've been in denial. I've been in shock. I am traumatized. You know, fake it till you make it. But now I'm telling you the truth, okay? I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm so angry, it's insane. And I'm depressed. I cry every day. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I don't think how the state of California can have all this written in the court documents from the time I showed up and do absolutely nothing, just hire with my money another person to keep my dad on board. Ma'am, my dad and anyone involved in this conservatorship and my management who played a huge role in punishing me when I said, no, ma'am, they should be in jail. I've done more than enough. I don't owe these people anything, especially me, the one that has roofed and fed tons of people on tour on the road. It's embarrassing and demoralizing what I've been through. And that's the main reason I've never said it openly. And mainly I didn't want to say it openly because I honestly didn't think anyone would believe me. I think that's, and I would like to progressively move forward and I want to have the real deal. I want to be able to get married and have a baby. I was told right now in the conservatorship, I'm not able to get married or have a baby. I have a ID inside of myself right now so I don't get pregnant. I wanted to take the ID out so I could start trying to have another baby, but this so-called team won't let me go to the doctor to take it out because they don't want me to have children, any more children. I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does by having a child, a family, any of those things, and more so. And that's all I wanted to say to you. And thank you so much for letting me speak to you today.
Where to even begin? I'm shook. All of it is pretty much what we expected her to say, but I'm shook at her comparing her dad to what her dad was doing to her as a sex trafficker.
That really, really puts it into perspective. Yeah, she really has had no control over her life. I mean, like, and she's and that's another thing, like, conservators are not, like, a conservatorship is not supposed to they're not really supposed to, like, profit off of the conservatee. Like, so it's not supposed to be she's literally, like, what they did was they basically paid to, like, you know, paying her to working and they're all going to profit off of it because they control her assets.
Literally, and because, like, prisoners have more freedom than that.
I know.
Like, that's just what, I really don't understand. I mean, whenever she finally is able to, like, come out and tell us absolutely everything, I just really don't understand the mindset of, like, her whole team thinking, like, this is okay. Like, wouldn't you rather her be healthy and taking care of herself and, like, making money in a healthy way? Like, I don't understand the point of, like, demeaning her and making her do all this stuff when she could be out, like, living her life, making music, making more money in a healthy way, and they could still be, like, kind of over the concern. I just don't understand that.
I know. I don't either. And, like, and I don't understand, like, her whole dream. I mean, like, all the people that are there and all the people that know this, because, like, yeah, like, it's a tight bubble, but it's still a lot of people who know this stuff because they have, like, because they have all these secrets. They have all these, like, medical, you know, documents saying that she's unfit for whatever. And so it's like they have, like, all these people on their, on the money that she makes. Yeah. So she's paying for all of them to do this because it's just, it's just annoying. And, like, I don't understand how anyone can, like, sit in that room with her and make her do anything. Like, yeah. And, like, honestly, when you think about it, like, some of them were probably even, like, her fans.
Mm.
You know? Who were probably just so, like, who just have, like, a really great opportunity to work on her team, and they're letting all of it happen.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I'm glad you kind of pointed out, like, how her family made her feel as well. Like, all the interviews that they've done and things like that. Like, it's very interesting for her to call that out. Cause, like, I feel like we've all wondered that, like, a few of them, I think, like, her brother or something was in this documentary saying, like, I don't remember what he said, honestly, but, like,
he said something. I don't know what he
said, but I don't remember what it was. It was, like,
I know. I can't.
But I'm glad she's being like, they're embarrassing me. They're making me feel dumb. Like, they should be, there should be consequences for what they've done as well. Like, hiding this and covering it up the way the father's telling them to do, which is like, why does this like homeless little country bumpkin old man have this much power over his entire family? Like, didn't he murder someone? Like, he ran over someone or something like that. Was that her mom?
That's mom.
Still, regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I know. Well, and it's interesting, like, you and I were kind of talking about, like, fears her involvement in it, the sister, not father, Jamie, but Jamie Lynn.
Yeah.
Because it has been interesting because I feel like Jamie Lynn has been very quiet the whole time. And so, not a word. So I don't know if that's a bad thing. It's like, it could be good because she's not, like, spreading the father's narrative that he's trying to put on her. But at the same time, like, it could be bad because she's not speaking up. But at the same time, like, there could be people on her side, on her teams or whatever, making sure she doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I don't know. But it's just so... And I think the thing that makes it the worst is that it's literally family doing this.
Yeah.
That's what makes it, like, that's what makes it worse. She was 26 when she was put under this conservatorship. And when you think about all the stupid things you did before you were 26, and, like, now, but to be, like, defined by that.
I just can't. Like, it's everything that we knew and expected, but just, like, not here. Just to have her confirm it and, like, a million times worse is just so sad and so tragic. And I think one good thing about the past few years, I feel like there's a lot of things that, like, I talked about how PC, how everything has to be PC and it's so annoying. Mm-hmm. But I think one thing that's really good that's come from this is everyone prioritizing mental health. And I think that's really helped in this situation. Absolutely. Because if this would have happened, like, honestly, even 5 years ago, it probably wouldn't have been that interesting or gotten that much track. But because of how much it's been, like, such a initiative, I guess I would say, over the past, like, 2-3 years, it's really probably going to help her in this court, in this situation.
I agree. I think that the state of our country right now in the world, I think that that's really going to be in her benefit. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, like, we're having those conversations, and, like, I think that, you know, it's not becoming, like, weird and taboo to talk about certain things. And so I feel like people are very open to hearing people's stories right now. I think people are open to hearing their stories on anything and everything now. It's like, what are your experiences? They just want to hear people's experiences and stuff. So I feel like that is definitely going to work in her favor. It's unfortunate that it's been, like, almost 14 years. And I know. And the whole part about how, like, they won't let her get pregnant. Like, they won't let her get married and get pregnant because they say that she's done with that. Her team told her that she's done having kids.
Like, who allowed that, though? Like,
I know.
But, like, a doctor, like, I'm just confused. Like, wouldn't she have, I guess she's not allowed to sign off on it. She just would have to do it. That's insane.
It's insane. And she wants to get, like, she wants to get married and have a child, and they won't let her do that. And part of me thinks that, like, now, like, part of me thinks that the whole, like, they won't, don't want her to get married and have a kiss because it looks too stable.
100%.
Like, it's like, oh, look, Britney's settling down, and they don't want to do that. They want to keep painting this picture of, like, this, you know, sex symbol who is performing, and she's dating, you know, this hot younger guy, and they don't really want it to appear as serious as it is, and they don't want her to, they want to, like, undermine her as much as possible, I feel like, in the public. And letting her get married and have a child and have another child is just, like, that's too normal, and that's too
derail their whole case.
Because then it's just like, well, how capable is she if she's literally getting married, she has a career, and she's having children? Like, what's wrong with her in that? Like, what would be wrong?
I low-key wish that she would have, like, just, like, very quickly addressed her social media, because I think that's been something everyone's been talking about. And she said, this is how I actually feel, which kind of alludes to that. But I wish she would have said, like, they're controlling my social media. They're putting out this narrative about me that is not true. They're saying words for me and clearing their own conscience. Because, like, obviously, I feel like all these videos are old. Like, she looks the exact same in every single photo. Like, how can... I just don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, even like her, I remember I sent this to you because when her boyfriend Sam, when he posted that they had gotten their vaccines, I said she looks different. Like she looks
Yes.
better. She looks like, I remember being like, well, she looks like healthier in this picture. Like she doesn't look like she's like, you know, it doesn't look like her dancing videos.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really interesting. And then like went right back to the extensions looking crazy and like all that stuff. So it's like, it was just kind of like a weird, like, that's like a weird little, like, oh, it was there, but now it's weird again.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, it's very bizarre. But she did, like you said, she did say that she had, that she went and cried after she had, like, told the world that, like, she answered our questions and she said that she's great. And, like, in her video, she said, I'm happy, I'm the best I've ever been, or I'm the happiest I've ever been. Do you remember that video?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's the one they're referring to. And then she said that she cried later because it was all a lie.
Oh, bless her soul.
And like, and you can tell. I know, and I've like sent you this, and I've told you. And I was like, I'm like the like you can look at her eyes. Like she's looking off, and like someone's directing her.
Directing her to do it. Yeah. You can
Yes.
absolutely tell that in her post. Like, even when she was crazy, like, she still didn't seem like that. And if she's supposedly been taking this medication, like, you would absolutely see a difference. Like, no.
No.
It's not adding up, Jamie. Sorry, you're done.
You're done.
Done.
I know.
Do you know, or like, what is the next step for Brittany in this case? Like, will we hear something in the next few days, the next few weeks? Like, what is the general timeline of like when she could possibly be free?
Okay, so next for Brittany, they're gonna have to do another court day because they have to like, I think they have to like follow up on this like on these claims that she's making because they have to do, I mean, it's just like a court, it's just typical court. Like you have to go and like find evidence that this is happening. You have to like get the receipts. So there's just gonna be like more of an investigation to her claims, I believe.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't want a medical evaluation, but they're probably going to insist on one because I'm for a conservatorship to end, I'm pretty sure you have to have a medical evaluation. But I also understand that she's had so many that she's doesn't really need to keep doing them. Like she probably gets medically evaluated all the time. And like, and so I think that they'll need a medical evaluation before they can get her, before they can proceed with it. But at the same time, like if they do, I want the court
To appoint
to
someone.
like, yes, I want the court to do it and not, and
Not
make it
later.
confidential. Make
I hope that whenever she has her next court date and they do like the evaluation and like she gets free, I hope like literally all the doctors, all the lawyers, like they lose their license, they're not able to do anything, they have to owe her a bunch of money. Like, I hope so much is done to these people that like they honestly should go to jail. Like, I don't know if they're
Yeah.
allowed to do that for.
No, it's malpractice, isn't it?
I believe it's malpractice. Like,
It
they
has to be.
absolutely be in jail after this. And so she doesn't have to worry about like being able to speak her story once they're all in jail. Like, they're disgusting human beings who will rot in the depths of hell. Oh.
Dumb. I mean, it is, it's disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting. Just thinking like that there's a team of people doing this to her.
Can I just like, I think the whole thing as well is what's just so like mind-boggling to me. Can you imagine being a father and treating your child like this? Like, I understand, no, I don't, but like, I could understand that, like, you know what, I don't know his personal life, but maybe he had a bad parent and he just kind of copied that, but he took it to a whole other level. And like, I just don't understand why you would want someone, especially your own flesh and blood, to be miserable and unhappy and be treated like that when you know that they can be okay. Like, I just cannot wrap my head around him and her family, especially her family, like her siblings, like not even trying. Like, honestly, there could be a way, but it's
I
very
know.
sad. Maybe they have and we just don't know about it, but it's very sad that they really haven't tried to stick up for her or help in any way against this horrible human being.
I agree. I just don't understand because this is like, I mean, like you said, this is like next level of like a bad parent. Like it's pretty evil.
Filthy. I'm glad because like all the responses like on Instagram and Twitter, like everyone is absolutely behind her. A lot of celebrities are coming out like free Britney, like everyone's on her side, like do what you need to do to help her in any way. Like, I'm very happy that this is happening now, but like,
it's been too long.
You know,
it's been way too long. This has taken too long. Like, this is like, it's taken too long for everyone to catch up that something's wrong.
It really has. And it's honestly just really sad. Like, the whole reason behind it, like, she was spending too much of her own money that she's making. Like, she was having some moments. Like, a million celebrities at that time were having the same moments.
And she's a girl in her 20s. Are you kidding me?
20s. And like, she'd been working all of her childhood pretty much. And so she had a moment. Like, everyone in their 20s, I'm at that age, I'm literally about to shave my head and start attacking people left and right. Like, it's just very sad that her, of all people, just wasn't able to live her life and go through life as we all do. When so many people of her peers her age, like Christina Aguilera, all the other people, like, they all had some crazy moments, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, but like, they're able to live their lives. Like, it's just, it's very, like, it's exactly what she said. It's very demeaning and it's deplorable that they would think, let's take advantage of her and use this against her. My own, right. Like, just, I have no other words but deplorable.
I know. And it's just like, and her out of all people, I mean, like, when you look at other celebrities at that time, like, people were doing way worse things than she was doing. And a lot of the, what she was doing was being manipulated by the media. It wasn't even like as bad as we all thought it was at the time, because the media was trying to ruin like the perfect Britney, you know, like, because she's nice to everybody. Like, again, like the whole thing I said earlier, like, you can't put her in a category, you can't put her in a, was so down to earth and just so great. And I think that people wanted to tear her down.
Do we have any final thoughts before we end this? Hopefully there's going to be some more information coming out within the next few days. And yeah, we'll end with a follow-up maybe on the next court date with our favorite expert. But what are your final thoughts on the whole thing?
Final thoughts. Honestly, I'm honestly really like sad more than anything, because it's just like, like we said in the beginning, there was all, we had all this speculation. We had all this, like, we knew shady things were happening with Team Britney, but like the things that stuck out the most were obviously the sex trafficking comparison and the thing about her birth control with having a child, because those are just so like, I mean, the birth control one is just like that is none of your team's business. If you
that's so personal, like that's just
none of your business.
That's across, you know? That's crossing the boundary. Like, already they've done that, but that's even more
right.
So boundary.
Like, we don't like that's the thing. Like, any normal work environment, she won't have to go to her boss like, hey, I want to have a baby. Is that cool? I want to get married. Is that cool? Like, no one. It's just insane. So like, I think so. Back to my overall thoughts. I think it's just like, at the end of this, like, Britney needs to do whatever is best for her, and she needs to make that call. I'm hoping that like we get more news soon in her court date.
I feel like my final thought on this, and even though it's very sad, I'm very happy that she was able to finally speak like what's been going on and get the first steps out to taking back and taking control of her life. I think it's going to be a very beautiful thing for her to look back at and like feel so proud and courageous, because that is a big step, especially with her family, her friends, and whoever else is behind what's been going on. I think she's going to be looking back at that as a very proud, like, one of her best moments of taking back her freedom and herself, honestly.
Absolutely. It's very empowering, because when you think about it, like, pretty much everyone in her life right now is against her. I mean, other than like the people, like other than like her boyfriend, like, I'm sure other people, but like, yeah, these people making these decisions like are against her, and they're like her family, and they're all against her. And so like, this is so empowering for her to get up and speak. And I think that the fact that the judge had to tell her to slow down twice, it just shows like how important this is, and how like important this is to her, has so much emotion behind it.
Thank you for joining us, John Taub. I'm so glad you were able to give us the full background that we needed on Britney Jean. And you guys, stay tuned. There is so much to go through later on, but thank you guys for listening. There might be an episode next week. There might not be. I'll let you know. Some big news is coming for me, so maybe there will be an episode next week. Some big news is coming. So I hope everyone has a fabulous weekend, and goodbye, my dears.